The introduction of a 5p levy on plastic bags in England last year saw the reduction in the use of the product in 6 months. In 2014, an estimated 7.64 million bags were used, but this reduced to 640 million after the introduction of the levy. Joyce Jeche asked the director of the Institute for Environment and Sanitation Studies of the College of Basic and Applied Science of the University of Ghana, Professor Chris Gordon, whether that can be replicated in Ghana to address the plastic menace.
I think that is something which we need to examine thoroughly. The UK is not the only country that has introduced such a levy per bag, and we are looking at the UK example because it has succeeded. But there are other examples, such as the case of South Africa, which they introduced the levy in 2000, and the effectiveness of that levy was not very good over the long term. Initially, it had success, but afterwards, it actually decreased. So you would have an initial drop in the use of bags, except those who are in the very low-income bracket who may have no alternative. But then you're going to have an increase in prices because this levy is then passed on to the consumer. So it's something that if we are going to introduce or going to think about, we need to look at it very systematically, look at it where it has worked and where it hasn't worked.
So in your position, what do you think we can do as a country to address this plastic menace?
We attempted to ban the thin plastic, and the plastic bag lobby and plastic bag manufacturers managed to block it. Then they said they're going to bring in the biodegradable plastic bag, but I'm yet to ascertain how effective that has been.
Prof, in the UK, it was made in such a way that the revenue generated went into addressing environmental issues and also doing some charity work.
Are you aware of the number of levies, road tax? I won't mention the whole list of levies that we have and what happens in terms of disbursement. We have tax on oil and gas revenues, and they have to create a whole institution just to supervise how those funds are managed. What I'm saying is that let's not overcomplicate the matter when the matter is rooted in our behavior. If you create a levy and you create revenue, you basically create a chance for people to misbehave with that levy and that revenue. And I'm just going by the past experience of many of such levies and many of such revenue. And a case in point, every market in Ghana has a levy which they impose upon drivers who use the lorry parks and so forth. Have you seen the state of those lorry parks when it rains? What happens to that levy that they are collecting daily? So let us fix the root problem, which is our attitude.